Passa bonde, passa boiada, passa trator, avião, ruas e reis, Guajajaras, tamoios, tapuias, tupinambás, aimorés, todos no chão. A cidade pontou no coração tantos nomes de quem morreu. Horizonte perdido no meio da selva, cresceu arraial, arraial. Passa bonde, passa boiada, passa trator, avião, ruas e reis. Guajajaras, tamoios, tapuias, tupinambás, aimorés, todos no chão. A cidade plantou no coração tantos nomes de quem morreu. Horizonte perdido no meio da selva, cresceu arraial, arraial.
Now that your picture's in the paper being perfectly admired, you can have it a one that you have ever desired. All you gotta tell me now is why, 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 why. Welcome to the working week. Oh, I know it don't thrill you, I hope it don't kill you. Welcome to the working week. You gotta do it till you do it, so you better get.
Coming back, connected by one thread, it's pulling at your hands like a spider web, like a cut that isn't
there. You This is Eric from the band Stepanian, and you're listening to WMFO 91.5 FM Medford.
Tomorrow's a brand new day. It's a brand new day. It's a brand new day. Who I've known. All right. I know this isn't any fun to talk about, but we should. So, who's going to do what? Flashlights?
Nowhere to be found.
Where to be found? Batteries?
Dead.
Great. Emergency supply kits?
Not packed.
Not packed. What about blankets?
We have an old towel.
Good enough. Cell phones?
May not work.
Emergency water?
Not a drop.
And what about food?
Nope.
Perfect. We all know where we're meeting if we're separated, yeah?
The library!
Aunt Joan's house.
The bus stop.
Great. And I'll be waiting here wondering where you all are. Sounds like we don't have a plan. Who's up for mini golf?
Winging it is not an emergency plan. Make sure your kids know what to do during an emergency. Who to call, where to meet, what to pack. Visit ready.gov/kids for tips and information. A public service announcement brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Make a hole with a gun perpendicular to the name of this town in a desktop globe. Exit wound in a foreign nation, showing the home of the one this was written for. My apartment looks upside down from there. Water spirals the wrong way out the sink. And her voice is a backwards record. It's like a whirlpool and it never ends. In the glow of each other's majestic presence, listen in and hear my words to the ones you would think I would say if there was a me for you. All alone at the 64 World's Fair, 80 dolls yelling small girl after all. Who was at the DuPont Pavilion? Why was the bench still warm? Who had been there? Or the time when the storm tangled up the wire to the horn on the pole at the bus depot, and in back of the edge of hearing, these are the words that the voice was repeating. And I are getting old and we still haven't walked in the glow of each other's majestic presence. Listen and hear my words, and the ones you would think I would say if there was a me for you. When I was driving, once I saw this painted on a bridge.
I don't want the world, I just want you to have.
They don't need me here, and I know you're there. Where the world goes by like the humid air, and it sticks like a broken record. Everything sticks like a broken record. Everything sticks until it goes away. And the truth is we don't know anything. And I are getting old and we still haven't walked in the glow of each other's majestic presence. Listen and I hear my words. They're the ones you would think I would say if there was a me for you. In the glow of each other's majestic presence. Listen and hear my words, and the ones you would think I would say if there was a me for you. And I are getting old and we still haven't walked in the glow of each other's majestic presence. Listen and hear my words, and the ones you would think I would say if there was a me for you.
I had this friend and he was dying. I had this friend and he was dying. He had cancer real bad. He was probably gonna die that year. I had this friend and he was dying. I had this friend and he was dying. He had cancer real bad and he was probably gonna die that year. And all that year when he looked at you, he really looked at you. When he said, "It's good to see you," he really meant it. He meant it was good for him to see you. And all that year when he talked to you, he really talked to you. When he asked you, "How you doing?"
He really meant it, he really meant, how are you doing? It was beautiful, it was beautiful, it was kind of beautiful. So beautiful. Of course he wasn't like that all the time. He was tired, he was sick, he was scared of dying. Sometimes he got so overwhelmed, he didn't want to talk to anyone. But most of the time there was this thing with him. He was all dialed in, and when you were with him, the light of who he was, it shined out of his eyes. He was beautiful, my friend was beautiful. He was beautiful, so beautiful. Well, wouldn't you know it, he got better. They gave him surgery, they gave him chemo, and somehow he got through all that, and he crawled back into his life. A couple of years later, we were having coffee, talking about how he was that year, and I wanted to ask, but I didn't know how. So I said, can I ask you? And he said, do I miss it? Yeah, sure. Yeah, I guess I miss it. I mean, I don't want to be dying again or nothing, but yeah, I mean, all that year, I lived the way that we say we always want to live. None of the little stuff mattered, and the love that only comes in flashes, to me, that love was real all the time. And now that I'm not dying, the little stuff matters again, and the love only comes in flashes. I mean, I know, technically I am still dying. Technically you are dying too, but that's not the same thing now, is it? I mean, I guess that maybe the thing here is that unless you're really dying, love only comes in flashes. Wasn't a lot to say after that. We finished our coffee. I got into my car. He got into his car. We drove back into our lives. This was a couple of years ago now. He's still doing pretty good. There is no point to this story. Except you are beautiful, and I am beautiful, and we are beautiful. We are so beautiful, we are beautiful. We don't know it, but we're beautiful. We can't know it, but we are beautiful. And it's true, and it's true, and it feels like, oh.
In the sky. This is Freeman Dyson, and you're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Thank you. Hello, hello. Ooh, let me turn that up. There we go. It's almost 4 o'clock. It's almost time for Radio 10. This is Jean on your scene. Thank you for tuning in. I've been out for a little bit. I had a knee surgery. And then I went to New York. Try not to have knee surgery and go to New York if possible. Well, I got to ride the subway. And then I got to take cabs. And then I got to ride the bus. So I've seen parts of New York that I've never seen before. I usually try to walk and take the subway, but that didn't work. So it was a lot of bus rides and cab rides. So today we're going to kind of do an ode to New York, a couple of songs about New York. And that would be from Jay-Z, obviously. You know, Empire State of Mind, Frank Sinatra, Beastie Boys. There's just something about New York. And then I'm going to play a song from Post Malone. He's actually coming to the Xfinity Center this Saturday, I want to say. But in New York, he is playing a free show. I can't figure out where, but if you're in New York right now,